Welcome, everyone. Today we are continuing our talk about detox. Last week we talked about the liver and how critical it is to detoxing the body, but our urinary tract system also plays a function in filtering our blood and eliminating toxins from our system. And if you don't have a healthy urinary tract system, you're not going to feel good. So today we're going to delve into this a little bit. Hello everyone, I'm Elizabeth Dyer, your host of The Supplementarian, and to help me dive deeper into this subject, I have my friend and co-worker Jane Risner here with me.
Hey everybody.
So, the urinary tract system, it involves the kidneys, the bladder, the urethra, and everything that connects it in between. If you've ever experienced a UTI, you know what it's like when it's not working right. The sharp pain, the frequent need to run to the restroom, and then not feeling like you can ever empty your bladder again and again and again. Most of the time, these are treated at the doctor's office with antibiotics, but if you come to the supplement store, you're going to find a variety of three ingredients typically combined together. One is a probiotic, the other is cranberry, and then the last is D-mannose. And today we're going to talk a little bit about all three of those, plus some other things that can help the kidney and urinary tract system function its best. So without further ado, let's dive right in. So Jane, what are the probiotics specific for the urinary tract system?
Well, we have this amazing, it's called UroProbio, and it has all the lactobacillus strains and some of the bifobacterium strains that are specifically to create health in the urinary tract. It also includes D3, B6, cranberry, and D-mannose. So this is an amazing product. If you're struggling in that area and you've tried some other things, try this. This is a really good product.
Absolutely. And you will find almost every single supplement that helps the bladder to get over a UTI is going to have cranberry in it. Cranberry contains proanthocyanidin, if I say it right. It's a compound within it that works really good to kill that bad bacteria that's causing the problems. So cranberry has the most concentrate of it. You can also find some in blueberries and certain in a handful of other berries, but it is most concentrated in cranberries. Mm-hmm. So that pure cranberry juice that is so hard to swallow is one of the best things for it. And if you can't handle that, getting it in a supplement form, because we do have tons of cranberry by itself, we'll get that in there and help you out.
Yeah.
As much as possible. Now, I was just going to say, long-term bladder infections can cause long-term problems, and if you ever have one, you're more susceptible to have more. So making sure you treat the first one as fast, quickly, and thoroughly as possible is key, because even after you quit having symptoms, you may still have that bad bacteria in there, and if you're not continuing to kill it out, it can stay dormant and then come back again with a vengeance. So studies have found that if you've had one bladder infection, you're more likely to have another.
That's true.
Just because it's so hard to kill it out 100%. So keep treating it to be more preventative for future infections than just getting over the one you've had.
Yeah. I just wanted to add to that cranberry also has a unique component that helps anything from adhering to your bladder wall, so that bacteria is just one of those things, but a virus or anything it makes your bladder wall just more slippery and less receptive to having anything stick to it and create the infection that we can get. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah. Absolutely, and that's important to understand. It's not just living like it's living within your urine. No, it's attacking the cell walls of your bladder.
Yeah.
And, of course, kidney infection is attacking the kidney itself. It's not just everything that goes through it. It's actually attacking that organ, and we want to protect them as much as possible. And then another common thing, which has become very popular and works really well, is D-mannose.
Mm-hmm.
And D-mannose is actually a form of sugar. And you may think I'm crazy if I'm recommending sugar, because we don't recommend people to have sugar in their diet. But this form of sugar doesn't, typically it's not been shown to have any effect on blood sugar. It works differently in the body, yep. And then it tends to go straight into the urinary tract system and actually provides relief when somebody has a UTI, and can also work in that same way, helping protect the bladder and the urethra from the bacteria attaching there and doing damage.
Yeah.
So yes, those three in combination are very commonly recommended. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the kidneys, we also want to keep them detoxed the same as we do everything else, because kidney stones is another big no fun. If you've ever had one, you don't want another. And we do have an amazing product if you are prone to kidney stones, or you feel like you have one. Stonebreaker has been seen to completely dissolve even the largest kidney stones that we've had reported. We actually had a customer who was going in for surgery and had the surgery scheduled and started doing the Stonebreaker, and before time for their surgery, it was gone and dissolved. And they had been trying with other things for weeks before that. In fact, their surgery had been put off because of multiple different reasons. It was back during COVID, and so it kept getting put off, and then they went on Stonebreaker and it solved the problem for them.
Yeah. For so many people, that works really well.
Yes. And then we also detox the kidneys, and I know we've got a kidney support system supplement there. And what can you tell us about that one, Jane?
Well, we have Christopher's kidney formula, which is amazing. And also, I just want to do a plug for Christopher's, because a lot of his ingredients, if you look back on his ingredient list, he has wild crafted ingredients, and nobody hardly does that anymore. So it's really amazing that he goes out and gathers these products and makes a supplement line. So because of that, sometimes his products are hard to get and they're hard to keep on the shelf. Because once you know how wonderful it is to have wildcrafted products, you prefer it to, you know, just grown in a garden somewhere. So anyway, he has juniper berry, parsley root, marshmallow, golden seal, Yuva ursula leaf, and labella herb, and organic ginger root in here. So this is a formula to really support your kidney and to help it to stay clean, help it to function as good as it can.
Absolutely. If you need more of any single ingredient, we do have those available.
Yeah.
But that formula will save you having to take multiple different supplements if that's all you need.
Exactly.
But like I said, if you needed more of a particular one, you needed more ginger in your diet or something like that to also help your stomach as well, we have that you can take in addition to it, and it wouldn't hurt to take that together. Ginger is a great little supplement out there, great root that is good for the stomach, the kidneys, and a whole bunch of other things in our body.
Yeah.
So yeah, we want a healthy urinary tract system. We don't want to have to get up 5 million times in the night. We don't want to have to run every few minutes. And protecting that is key. And so again, if you've ever had a UTI, kidney stones, or any of those, we are more susceptible down the road to get more. So being preventative and being proactive is key. Mm-hmm. And find out if that runs in your family as well, because a lot of these things can be inherited. And so if they run in the family, it's much more important to be proactive and do your best to prevent things than it is to try to overcome it later on.
Yeah. And I just wanted to also make a note about your diet. Especially when you have any type of urinary tract issue that you're working on, one is work really hard during that time to leave off the sugar, because the sugar helps to feed the bacteria that you're trying to get rid of. And the other thing Yes. is to try to keep your system alkaline. You tend to get these kinds of infections when your system gets a little more acidic, on the acidic side. And so you can actually buy alkaline water. And since you're going to try to be drinking a little more water when you have a urinary tract infection, you want to make at least part of that water be alkaline water, because water is ever so slightly acidic. And if you just drink the regular amount that we talked about, you know, about half your body weight in ounces, then that's probably fine. But when you start increasing more than that, some of it needs to be alkaline water. You can also put lemon. This is not scientific, but a little bit of lemon in your water helps to alkalinize it out too. But I think just if you were really sick, you'd want to get the alkaline water, and especially with a UTI, because that tends to just happen when your body is too acidic.
And yes, of course, that's a major point. What we drink, it's going to have a great impact on our urinary tract system. So monitoring what we drink and what kind of ingredients are in it. There's a lot of energy drinks out there that I would not sell nor drink just because of the ingredients in them and how hard they are on the system if you take them long term. Having something occasionally may not hurt, but if it's something that's a daily habit, you've really got to watch those ingredients that are on there and make sure they're not harming your health for the long term.
Yeah, and dehydrating, like even caffeine is not really that good to drink when you have a UTI. So you have to just be careful.
Absolutely. We've got to protect our body and look at our system as a whole. While we're dealing sometimes with specific problems, we still need to look at our system as a whole and the long-term effects it's going to have, because like a short-term energy boost is not worth a long-term health issue that you're going to have to deal with for long periods of time to come. So our goal is just to simply help you make better choices every day so that you can improve your life with healthy habits. And the key is to keep those healthy habits going while we work to eliminate the bad ones. And the more healthy habits we have, the better we're going to feel, the more energized we're going to be through our day, and the better our life will be. So I want to thank you all for joining us here for this episode of The Supplementarian, and join us next week as we dive into another subject to make your life just a little bit better. We'll see you all in 1 week.